Request number 2,329,046 re, formal complaint, malformed policy, practices at the Department of Public Health, Department of Behavioral Health, County of San Bernardino, CA. Avatar. James Driscoll today at 1301. This is a follow-up to your previous request number 2,316,884 opens a new window. Formal complaint, malformed policy, practices at the Department of Public Health, Department of Behavioral Health, County of San Bernardino, CA. I want to let you know that the doctors at the County of San Bernardino have terminated services for emailing them. They did not want to deal with a story through email and is against my rights to communicate in the manner in which I need to. This complaint should be followed up as it affects the ongoing discrimination policy that the County of San Bernardino has established by this verbal only command orientation directives to not be able to express our concerns and views to adaptive modification of policy. Wrong. The United Nations Enable page is my guidance force and it should be yours too. That being to do the right thing and force the issue because many vulnerable mentally ill persons do not have effective means to report complaints, and there is really nothing online in terms of system policy that allows for the tracking of complaints, such as your own ticket processing. Instead of moving forward with that adaptive technology solution to enable the rights for persons with disabilities to become full equal participating members of society with the ability to change the rules, according to this video. Quality in Social Services, Understanding the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, 10 minute and 19 sec long opens a new window. That is the short version of instruction for what must be done in this case. Here is the long version, the legal discussion. Mini Law School, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities opens a new window. Full play. Opens a new window. At time index 43.00 begins the discussion of Article 12 of the Convention for Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Click and listen to the requirement of the Convention upon the government to enable my rights here being complained of as being violated. Opens a new window. Statements made. It aims to enable self-direction or autonomy, yes it works for that within a framework of support. So the last little bit in that slide, the last contract, goes to what I would term the relational effect of these two models. So whereas the substitute model has the effect of subjecting one suspicion and surveillance and ultimately coercion, this is a big package that I'm throwing together, the alternative model of supportive decision making is meant to enhance relationships of respect and empowerment. So this sums up to the point, and it is the language used by representative a group called the World Network of Users and Survivors of Psychiatry. That was a key player instrumental group among many others in assisting in the drafting of Article 12. So what does this say? It says instead of restricting autonomy, which they are restricting the use of email, of those who need extra support to comfortably participate in all aspects of life, the CRPD, Convention Rights for Persons with Disabilities, in particular Article 12 requires states to provide access to those supports which has been denied by verbal order and suspension of services provided. Article 12, what is supportive about it? I picked out a few things here. 1, it stipulates expressively that capacity shouldn't depend on one's way of communicating with others. That seems important from what we have seen so far. 2, it allows one to appoint someone who assist me, right, with making decisions as opposite to take over, in specific areas. It also allows me to appoint someone to take over in certain circumstances that this model does. The Act also states a test for capacity to make those appointments that's not rooted in the sort of cognitive capacities of understanding and so on that traditional models are, so it goes to one's ability to express preferences, in my case communication in email, and trust. So think about the relevance of this, and this is why it is drafted this way. The FCC has a mandate here to follow the law. So do they. You must follow up this complaint to the modification of policy that is in place at the County of San Bernardino and take action against them for not enabling the email rights of patients, per the complaint of James Martin Driscoll. To enroll an agent of change who be the FCC in this regard is to understand this clause and that this complaint services to enforce my rights as a person with disability. I expect action on this complaint. Thank you. Avatar. James Driscoll today at 1807. The transcript from the video is not perfectly typed, but I needed for what would happen a cold appearance second attempt at the San Bernardino County main office address that I had for policy changes at the Department of Behavioral Health. It turns out to be a training site office. Nonetheless, I have referral to Melissa and Clayton who work for the county as peer and advocates. They received the information as I read it from the copy into this complaint. I am serious that if they still do not receive the seriousness of their offense against the policy of the United Nations Enable Rights for Persons with Disabilities, I still have this open active complaint to rely upon as agency of change. IT is the role of the state, sbcounty.gov and fcc.gov to find the proper technology balance to enable the rights for persons with disabilities per this law position discussion video. Article 12 states it clear, and the video states it even clearer, it is about building trust, and we are in a state of affairs in this country that society has lost its ability to trust ourselves through the era time of humanity that is typically referred to as the quickening. We are in the quickening and each of our decisions that we make upon the world can be etched onto the document truth record. No one escapes from the techno-realism, augmented conscience duty to make our choices stick effortlessly to all time human history. We have the reach of immortality. I own the internet domains of it, realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, at growup.net spelled growup.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference, at muktupwoman.net and the more emotional binding presence of the F-word version for a reason of this augmented conscience and a greater responsibility to treat ourselves to a better future than we have ever thought could be known. This FCC complaint is filed inside of your folder online. http://ineedaguardianangel.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, fcc.gov/opens-a-new-window. You must complete the processing of this ticket to completion please. This matter of casting shadow to discriminate against persons with disabilities, the last human subclass of mistreated historically must be done with excellence standards of care. That is all that I represent to the world as excellence, but no one cares to make this nation excellent once again. In the recent Transparency International ranking score of all nations across the globe, on a scale of 0 to 100 in a corruption ranking research report, where 0 would be worst corrupt, the United States ranks 18. There is a long way to the trust-building repair of our nation, and it goes to making a course correction and following words of Pope Francis' call to our nation in front of Congress in September of 2015. I close my ticket with 1. The URL to the law discussion at the point where Article 12 is discussed for individually this FCC complaint, then on to building better technology that is for the lack of a better meme, popularly right now, 2. Known as hashtag delete Facebook, a presentation that I have made on YouTube that has been tweeted to the @FBI account. I present that video closes with words to live by that are from published works of 1750s. We have lost our way to sanity. I am on this planet to bring back some rational thinking considerations. I close and end with words of 3. Pope Francis tells us something that we ought to be paying attention to. Are you involved in these words or ignoring me? 1. Mini Law School, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, Article 12, opens a new window. 2. To at FBI Community Cultural Health hashtag delete Facebook combined opens a new window. Government is not meeting the role of excellence for sure, you hear that in words to live by and then tab back to watch the entire video from Time Index 000 please. Opens a new window. 3. http://community.growup.net spelled growup.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference/01 opens a new window. Community grew up peace building address number 01 opens a new window. The status of peace building can only be offered outside of basic survival basic needs apparently. It grew up 2016. Great reasons us, you there, I here, and all visiting guests and students of learning here along with Pope Francis will unite peace. Awesome Chromobone Glows and Blows Playroom, Denver, Colorado, United States of America. From his private meeting with President Obama to giving the first ever papal address before a joint session of Congress, Pope Francis did not shy away from politics during his three-day stop in Washington, D.C. Julie Percha, The Washington Post. An excerpt from his public address broadcast worldwide leave to which this author here was watching and listening to him intently. He said to the world to what I agree has been a part of my missing portion of my mission work ideal, I have no fix for this and I cannot totally be in this community work alone. This is what he told or asked or advised us to do. All of us are quite aware of, and deeply worried by, the disturbing social and political situation of the world today. Our world is increasingly a place of violent conflict, hatred and brutal atrocities, committed even in the name of God and of religion. We know that no religion is immune from forms of individual delusion or ideological extremism. This means that we must be especially attentive to every type of fundamentalism, whether religious or of any other kind. A delicate balance is required to combat violence perpetrated in the name of a religion, an ideology or an economic system, while also safeguarding religious freedom, intellectual freedom and individual freedoms. But there is another temptation which we must especially guard against, the simplistic reductionism which sees only good or evil, or, if you will, the righteous and sinners. The contemporary world, with its open wounds which affect so many of our brothers and sisters, demands that we confront every form of polarization which would divide it into these two camps. We know that in the attempt to be freed of the enemy without, we can be tempted to feed the enemy within. To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take their place. That is something which you, as a people, reject. Our response must instead be one of hope and healing, of peace and justice. We are asked to summon the courage and the intelligence to resolve today's many geopolitical and economic crises. Even in the developed world, the effects of unjust structures and actions are all too apparent. Our efforts must aim at restoring hope, righting wrongs, maintaining commitments, and thus promoting the well-being of individuals and of peoples. We must move forward together, as one, in a renewed spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation, which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States. The complexity, the gravity and the urgency of these challenges demand that we pool our resources and talents, and resolve to support one another, with respect for our differences and our convictions of conscience. Avatar. James Driscoll today at 1811. If this matter of not enabling the rights I hold here fails, I want to change my United States citizenry to another country that does not allow the haters to win.